Kwok and Kelly.
Welcome in. Glad to have you with us here on WCCP 105.5 The Roar. It's Out of Bounds. William Quackenbush, Kelly Gramlich. We're live with a new open from the Blue Ridge Security Solutions Studios. BlueRidgeSecuritySolutions.com. Check them out today for all your security needs. Home business doesn't matter. Blue Ridge going to hook you up. BlueRidgeSecuritySolutions.com.
What do you think?
I love it. I love it. There are some texts that I don't even know what this means. We got two texts about it. The first one from Frigid Anderson said, and once Quok complained about the length of the Philpott intro. This is true.
Oh.
This is true.
And that's the thing. Roy set the precedent, right? So ours really can't be too long because Roy's was literally an hour. So,
well,
hey.
It says, welcome to the overcooked ham, OOB.
That's right.
Frigid Anderson.
That's right.
Another text came in and it said, holy intro, which I agree with that too. Here's the thing. Our intro before was so, it was made very well, and we appreciated it. It was so vastly inferior to the others.
It really
was. That
had
multiple sound clips and a beat like Hot in Her that's going to get stuck in your head all day long. We felt like we needed multiple Natty references. We felt like we need a little Friends. We need a little Ron Burgundy. Sometimes you need to make fun of Canada. With How I Met Your Mother, sometimes that's important. And so because of the necessity of all of that, the intro becomes really long. I'm a fan because, you know, we've been starting the show at like 12:01, right? We've been starting at like 12:01. It's nice to start at 12:07.
I was going to say, we've been starting at noon, and now it's 12:08, and that's more realistic as to how we should start the show. We have two texts that are actually positive, though. The Spanish commentator is the best part.
Exactly.
It is. Con un segundo.
Yeah.
And then the other one.
Watson.
Touchdown. You have to have it in your intro. If you don't have the ESPN Deportes version of the national championship winning touchdown, then what are you doing?
You know? I don't know what you're doing. You may as well not even have a show. You're not going to have that on your intro.
We consider ourselves an international show. We want to appeal to a broad audience.
We do.
We broadcast.
Do now. Hola to our Spanish friends.
Hello to our friends in Mexico and España.
Right.
Just saying. We're international.
I don't know any other languages. Like right now, put on the spot, I would love to say hello in many languages. Aloha to our Hawaiian friends. I don't know. I don't know.
Bonjour.
Bonjour. Bonjour. Somebody saw Beauty and the Beast at the Peace Center.
Yes,
somebody saw Beauty and the Beast.
Saw Beauty and the Beast in the theater. Lion
in the
King
theater.
The
oh, yeah. Lion King
in
a Peace Center. That's right. That's right. That's right.
Get it right, Quok.
It's a circle of life. Anyway, lots of great comments coming on the intro. We are live in the Blue Ridge Security Solutions studios on a very, very, very happy Monday.
We have a texter says, totally missed the intro. I'm going to put our new intro and Brad's intro on the SoundCloud. We'll put them on Twitter. So you can just kind of, I think both define each show really well.
I would agree with
especially if you miss Brad's. And if you miss any of Brad's show today, his first show. WCCPFM.com. Check it out.
The thing that's most like our show about the intro is the tedious nature with which we go about it. It's the tedious nature of the intro.
And the millennial references.
This is very true. Also, very special guest in studio today. No promo, no intro.
He
surprise!
Doesn't need it.
It's Dutch Coleman.
I'm back.
That was an interesting intro. Welcome.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. Thank you to everyone listening. Hello. Aloha.
Yes.
Bonjour.
You came in like in the middle of the open. By far the best part is the Spanish language. Watson, con un segundo. Like that. That's by far the best part.
I got to go back.
Got to go back and listen.
So SoundCloud, I'll go back to and check that. You're going to put it up on SoundCloud.
Oh, yeah.
I can go to
WCCPFM.com. Twitter, Facebook.
Nice.
The Oculus.
Word, I mean, everywhere.
The Oculus approves. At Quok Talk, at Kelly Gramlich, you included a foreign call, the Natty winning touchdown, the intro. Hashtag Oculus power approves. I feel like when Christian Wilkins said, like basically talking about morphin powers, I feel like we got whatever the Oculus like whatever that is for the Oculus, we got that for our show now, for all eternity.
The inside info that we got at the ACC kickoff, the best thing that we found out, at the event, Christian Wilkins was wearing Power Ranger underwear.
Wow.
That is what we found out.
Absolutely.
Don't really need to know the questions we asked to find that question, find that answer. But, I mean, the Power Rangers was about a two-minute conversation during that interview.
Something that I found out that's crazy is that the Power Rangers wear Christian Wilkins underwear.
I believe it.
There's a nice little tit for tat there. That's great. Hey, you're in town for a very special reason. This is really, really cool what's going on.
Yes, and it's very dear to my heart. As many people know from my time here before, myself and Andrew Whitman, we've been doing the mental toughness training with the Mental Toughness Training Center at GetWarriorTough.com. And we go around the nation, and we have a radio show, obviously, but we go around the nation and we train law enforcement, corporate CEOs. We have great contracts with the FDA, the CDC, and we've been going around teaching leadership to all these different organizations. And time again, these organizations have asked us, do you teach this to young people? Do you teach this to college age? Do you teach this to high school? I wish I would have had this when I was in high school. I wish I would have had it when I was a college. I wish I had it when I was a rookie cop on the beat. And it dawned on us that we probably really do need to do that. So, of course, the first place I'm going to go is my alma mater, Clemson University. And with Clemson being as progressive as they are, I mean, it's been widely reported what they're doing with the student athletes over there. Clemson jumped on board, and we partnered with them to put on a symposium tomorrow to teach leadership to our national championship Tigers. So this is again, it's dear to my heart because it's where I came from. And for my alma mater to open the doors for me to come in and have an impact on them, Andrew and I both were very, very excited about that.
Now, as far as our day is concerned, we're going to be live 9 to probably about 12:30 tomorrow with Dabo Swinney coming, excuse me, around noon. Sorry, I got choked up just listening to Dutch talk on our show.
Dutch being here is an emotional time. So exciting.
We're going to do that. Like the gang's all here. Brad's going to be out there. Ben will be out there. We'll be out there. Zach Orr, for like 14 hours on the board, he's basically doing the 24-hour basketball marathon on the board. And Dutch Coleman will be out there too, right?
Yes, I will. I'll be out there.
See, that's what I'm talking about. And then doing a symposium for players, which, I mean, quite honestly, is that, I mean, that's God's gift to the football program. To be quite honest with you, bringing that stuff in to the football program, a program that's already, I mean, the foundation set on solid ground anyway.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to sort of be the icing on the cake, as it were.
You have to be impressed. First of all, you have to go and look into Paul Journey and what Jeff Davis, and under the leadership of Dabo Swinney. I had conversations with Dabo when he was a wide receivers coach, and we would have deep conversations about his vision, not knowing he would be the head coach at Clemson, but that he would be a head coach somewhere, how he would do things. And I must say that this is exactly what it looked like, including a national title. But even more so, how he talked about character, how he talked about leadership and character development. All these things are happening. And when he empowered Paul Journey to do what they're doing, it's been an amazing reminder of the conversations we had. So this is a baby that Dabo has been wanting to produce for the longest time. And it's something that, if you know Jeff Davis, it's in him. It's been in him from birth. So to see these two things come together, and go back and look at what they do with those young men over there in that program, and you will be thoroughly, thoroughly impressed.
And Dutch is almost, I mean, a testament to Paul Journey before Paul Journey even really existed, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you're kind of the example of what Paul Journey can do in terms of what you've done after your football career, having a successful, you know, life and situation after football is over. And we had Allison Waymires on, what was that, Quack? A
couple weeks ago.
She's incredible, too. Her addition as the fifth quarter program, you know, that life after football. And I'm sure that's going to be a big part of the leadership symposium for you guys as well, right?
Oh, yeah, and you got Jesse over there. The group that they put together is amazing, first of all. The staff that Jeff has with Jesse and Allison is amazing. So they're not going to be a more dedicated group than the group that he put together over there. And again, yes, if I look at myself, I think I've been blessed. I thank God every day, you know, from the standpoint of being a husband, from being a father of four kids, from not only having my undergraduate degree in engineering from Clemson, but going on to get my master's at Penn State. you know, these different things that happened in my life is exactly what they're planning for these kids over there now. And they are setting a path for these kids to go on where they're going to do way better than I ever imagined. The relationships that they're building with corporate America, the experiences they're taking a group of kids to Haiti and doing, they're going to be way better than I ever imagined I would be, because they're basically setting the table with the opportunities, the experiences, Adobe. I mean, I'm like, come on, like that is amazing. So I'm so proud of what's going on over there, not just the football field, but the off the field stuff.
Very good stuff. You're going to be a part of that tomorrow. You're going to be part of our little radio show today, which is going to be awesome. We have some great stuff for you. We have audio that you have to hear to believe. We have some positive comments coming your way for someone that probably all the comments before, maybe even during and after, will be either negative or hilarious. That's coming up later on. Let's just do that in hour one. Let's just do that like right off the top. And I want to do in the context of we just got within the last hour and a half or so the all ACC, not really the all ACC teams. Those will come Wednesday, but the ACC Atlantic and Coastal divisions. We never actually wrapped up the Coastal. We got so busy with interviews and God knows what else.
I think I did. You were still debating and tinkering and laboring and fretting over your Coastal. I pretty much picked, I need to double check on my list, but Miami was number one. I believe I had Virginia Tech number two and maybe Pittsburgh number three. We can discuss, Dutch.
Yeah.
Hey, you can tell me your Coastal list, and I'll say, that looks great. And then Quox tells me his, and I say, that looks great. And then Joe Schmo tells me his, and it looks great. Because who the heck knows what's going to happen in that stinking division?
I would agree with that. We'll talk about that more when we come back. Also, we do have audio from one ACC coach that you're going to love to hear from. I have a couple of things for Dutch as well. I also have this overarching point, and probably it's something we'll get to later on this week, but the ACC as the best conference in the country, basically. Coaches, players, everybody saying it. John Swofford said it. You know, they didn't say it and then duck like lightning was going to strike them. They said it with confidence and boldness. I want to know, at this time next year, will we be saying the same thing?
Huh. That's good. Hey, I did hear Jimbo said it, though. Do we have a clip of that? Of Jimbo saying that ACC's the best conference?
Well, you know, ACC's got the best conference, and it's the best league, and every time you play a game, you don't know who's going to win. You know, you get the last play team in the Coastal, let's say, Virginia. Virginia, you see them? They almost beat Louisville last year. I mean, these guys right here, those guys over there, they play ball. They play ball just like everybody else. We all got 85 scholarships. We all got 25 walk-ons. We all got quarterbacks can play. We all got good lines of scrimmage. All these coaches, I don't even know why I'm in this coaches. I don't understand it.
Jimbo, take a breath. Take a breath. Thank you, Jimbo. I appreciate it. Great comments.
Butch Jones disagreed, though. Did you hear him earlier today? He said, and I had to have this corroborated by someone else, but he said, our first five games are all division winners.
And what?
I was like, well, how is that possible when two of them are in the same division that you're playing? Don't they play Georgia and Florida in the first five games?
I think they do.
And then they played Indiana State.
Our first five games.
And they played Georgia Tech. Are all division winners. And I was
what?
Like, no.
What is he talking about?
I'm going to take away his life champion title for that.
Maybe he's referring to the certain life divisions that he's aware of and has created.
He must have been riding in Dante Foreman's car. That's crazy.
Whoa, that was messed up.
You like that?
Facts.
I was going to do that on Stockwatch today, but I decided to just throw a couple jokes in the show. That was a good little tee up right there.
That was horrible, but I'll allow it. I'll allow it. But check this out, though. Really, when I heard that, someone else has to confirm that that's what he said, because I was like, that can't be possible, because you just said you played Georgia and Florida within the first five games. They're in the same division. They can't all be division winners.
I guess he's alluding to the fact that they're going to win the division and Tennessee won't.
The first five games.
If Georgia and Florida are the division winners?
I got to hear this. I got to hear this audio. Maybe he like winked and like elbowed the guy next to him. I don't know. I want to see this. So when we come back, we'll discuss. Also, we'll look at Atlantic and Coastal and the player of the year, which, shocker, the reigning Heisman winner was named the preseason player of the year. I'm also going to give my thoughts on the player of the year ballot, where the more often you fill these things out, the more you realize how kind of dumb and ridiculous these are.
Did you see our boy, the Duke quarterback, getting a vote for player of the year?
Are you serious? Maybe they thought they were voting for one of his younger siblings.
Maybe.
All his siblings are athletic.
We chatted with him.
We did. All right, this hour is brought to you by our friends at Bennett Equipment and Supply. No matter the task, whether you need to buy or rent, see the pros at Bennett Equipment and Supply, the leader in on-the-job sales and rentals. It's Bennett Equipment and Supply, Piedmont Spartanburg, and very soon in Seneca. If you need to rent it from Bennett. That's our good friend Eddie Bennett, Bennett Equipment and Supply. Short break. We'll come back more out of bounds, talking a little ACC and apparently Butch Jones delusions when we return next.
It's Tiger Time. You know what I'm talking about. Tiger Time Magazine, the preseason collector's edition you've come to know and trust for 16 years. It covers everything a Tiger fan would want to know about the upcoming season, including game day outlooks, player profiles, hot topics, the 2017 signing class, electrifying photos, and much more. Pick up your Tiger Time Magazine entitled Defending the Crown at Walmart, Barnes & Noble, Walgreens, 7-Eleven, Circle K, and grocery stores, or visit TigerTime.net to order online. Don't miss out.
The Surgery Center at Pelham is redefining your experience as a patient needing total or partial joint replacement. In fact, we can save you nearly 75% versus what you could pay for the same inpatient procedure.
I'm Frank Armacita, orthopedic surgeon with the Surgery Center at Pelham. Our patients are directing their own health care and are going home the same day of their procedure.
Make a change to your life. Contact the Surgery Center at Pelham online at newkneereplacement.com.
No matter where you're going, you'll see hundreds of convenience stores along your route. What sets Locomart in Clemson apart? Quality gasoline at awesome prices? Yes. Rewards to help you save even more money? Yes. But you'll also find a huge craft beer selection at Locomart that you wouldn't find at a normal convenience store. There's only one stop you need to make. Locomart on Old Greenville Highway and Highway 123. Proudly locally owned and operated. Marathon. Fueling the American spirit.
Zero Res is the answer to cleaning at its finest with no harsh chemicals. No residue, safe from toxins, and your carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout will stay cleaner longer. Spell it forwards or backwards, it's the right way to clean. ZeroResGreenville.com.
When you have plumbing issues, why take a chance with who you call to fix them? Roto-Rooter has been taking care of homeowners like you for 30 years, all over the upstate. The owners are proud Clemson alumni, and thousands of homeowners and businesses have trusted them to do the job right from the start. When it comes to your home or business plumbing, make just one call. Roto-Rooter of the Upstate. Online at RotoRooterSC or call us at 288-7686.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Anything that's made just for you is a perfect fit, right? Like a tailored suit. It fits your measurements. No one else's. That same kind of fit is exactly what Engineered Sleep strives for. A mattress made just for you, built to your sleeping patterns and habits. What could be more important than a good night's rest? Engineered Sleep wants to make it a perfect night's rest. If after a couple of weeks you find it's not perfect, Engineered Sleep will adjust it until it is. Visit their location at 627 Congaree Road to see the process. Learn how your mattress is made. By manufacturing your custom-made mattress at their factory, you're saving money because there is no middleman. Factory to you! And you can score a significant discount by picking up your mattress instead of having it delivered. Engineered Sleep, it's not mattress shopping, it's an experience.
What business doesn't like to save a little money where they can? Crute LED has partnered with Duke Power to do just that. Whether you need LED tube lights, $4 after rebate, LED high bay fixture, $79 after rebate, parking pole light, $99 after rebate, or 6-inch down lights, $4 after rebate, Crute LED will pass on Duke Power rebate up front to you with a verification of your business's Duke Power bill. Visit online at CruteLED.com or visit their office at 109 Interstate Boulevard in Anderson, right before J. Peters on exit 19B.
Rely on EnviroMulch. They supply quality landscape supplies for any outdoor project. Their spring special, get double ground hardwood mulch for $1 off per yard. Ordered online with promo code WCCP. No other discounts apply. From your friends at EnviroMulch. Go Tigers!
Out of Bounds with William Quackenbush and Kelly Gramlich.
Let's face it, this is not the worst thing you've caught me doing.
Now, back to Quack and Kelly on 105.5 The Roar.
Them jeans are fading in all the rain.
right, welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Hey, this hour is brought to you by Life, Liberty, and the Pursuit of Happiness. Not for America? Not for America.
TJ? John Adams?
But it is brought to you by Big O Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Mm-hmm. It's the premier family and automotive dealer in the upstate, and Life, Liberty, and the Pursuit of Happiness is what they're all about. Amen. Big O's got a huge inventory of new and used vehicles with competitive pricing. Cars, trucks, SUVs, minivans, Jeeps, new and pre-owned. You name it, they got it. Trust Big O to deliver your next vehicle today. So check him out at Greenville under the big American flag on the motor mile or visit BigOdodge.com.
America.
I love it. And not Canada. Can we go back to like destroying Canada on a daily basis?
We do it in our open.
I know.
Now it's in our open.
I know.
Which just brings me so much happiness.
You just did this, like where you put your hand over your heart when I said life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. When Barney sings the Canadian national anthem, when he starts singing Oh Canada, give me that one. Totally different approach, totally different mindset, totally different feeling.
Okay, I hope this is it.
If not, then it's okay.
They're labeled interestingly.
That's okay.
Let's go with this one.
Canada, you did it again. You even found a way to ruin this.
They did.
Why? Why do we let you be a country?
They ruined life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Yeah,
they ruined
the
American
one.
Ideal. Get to the other one.
Oh, Canada. Our home and native land.
We probably shouldn't rip Canada like in the immediate because my parents are going to Canada next week.
Really?
Yeah, they are.
Well, considering we're now international, you know, I mean, we can't just be pro-Mexico and then anti-Canada. They're all our neighbors.
I feel like Tony Kornheiser when he's waving the flag.
Good night, Canada.
Good night, Canada.
Why does he say that? I've always wondered.
I guess just for the Canadian viewers. Because ESPN goes to Canada. I guess they get playing Canada.
He's saying good night at like 5:59 p.m.
Technically, 6 o'clock is considered a night game. Like if you're going day-night designation for baseball.
Maybe it gets dark there so early because they're so close to the North Pole. You know?
Yes. Maybe that's it. Maybe they're about to go to bed. 654 roars the number 654-7627. I did not see this. I did not see this Butch Jones comment, but we will discuss it as if it happened for real. I don't know exactly what happened, but oh my word! Breaking news. This can't be right. The Panther. This is breaking news. This just happened like 4 minutes ago. General manager Dave Gettleman has been relieved of his duties from the Panthers. Come again? Was he doing a poor job as the general manager? Is it not like right near the start of the season?
I didn't see that coming. I mean, don't you get rid of those guys before a draft, not right after a draft?
You would think.
I mean, his footprint's going to be on the team for the next few years regardless, right?
This is what they said. It says, this is an official release for the team. Carolina Panthers owner/founder Jerry Richardson announced Monday that general manager Dave Gettleman has been relieved of his duties. Gettleman had been general manager of the Panthers since 2013. Quote, after much thought and a long evaluation of our football operations, I've decided to relieve Dave Gettleman of his duties as general manager. I want to thank Dave for the role he played in our success over the past 4 seasons. While the timing of this decision is not ideal, a change is needed.
Something happened.
Close quote.
Something happened.
Had to be something.
And so close to the season. I mean, it's kind of, well, it's maybe less puzzling than the Dan Gilbert situation, but this is just so close to the year. Why the timing seems off to me to
something,
do it in July.
Something had to happen like right now
If you were disappointed with him, do you let him draft your last team?
That's what I'm saying,
I mean,
yeah.
You don't do that. So for it to happen after the draft, and as you said, just this close to the season, there was an incident that happened in recent weeks, and maybe they've been mulling over it.
It's not about drafting McCaffrey, right? That can't be the beef.
No.
I think they all kind of agreed on that.
Well, yeah, because even if that draft pick happens, that's with the input of ownership. You know,
right.
they're aware of that. And plus, that's not did you guys think that was a horrible draft?
No, I thought it was perfect for them.
I didn't think it was bad. So what? I don't know.
I don't have any idea what that's about. But anyway, we'll try to dig into that a little more. But that's an official release from the Panthers just moments ago.
Imagine if I told you a year and a half.
What if I told you?
Before that Super Bowl, let's say 2 weeks leading up to the Super Bowl, that the Panthers would fire their general manager, you know, in a year and a half.
Boy, you wouldn't believe it. That's rough. That is rough. Let's go to the Northland Communication phone line. Seminole Ted is up with us. You could join him 654-7627 there. What's up, Ted?
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Hey, So, on to Canada, I heard a lot of talk this weekend about possibly expanding baseball. I don't think we need to expand baseball, but of all places, they're talking about expanding back in Montreal where baseball didn't fare too well. I think that's a bad idea. You lost one franchise. I don't think you get a shot at another one if you're Canada and you're talking baseball. I mean, if you're talking hockey, I could see putting a franchise back somewhere where you might have lost one, like they did with Winnipeg. But I just don't see baseball as a viable option in Canada with more than one team. And that's just kind of my take on that. I want to get your take on how you feel the Braves are doing right now. They've got an abundance of talent on the infield now where they thought going into the season that might be a worry. Seems like everything's clicking right now. I'd like to see them make a good push and at least make a wild card. Have a good one, you guys.
Thanks, Ted. Appreciate the phone call. I'll address both of those things real quickly before we get to Tennessee for a moment. We got we'll just spoil it for everybody. Bobby Petrino audio coming up in the next segment. We'll talk about that. Also, Atlantic and Coastal Divisions. We'll run those down for you. And then Player of the Year. I don't think any surprise, Lamar Jackson, the overwhelming vote getter there by the media in attendance at ACC football kickoff. Here's the deal with the Braves right now. 45-45. They're 9.5 back in the East. But they're only, and I say only, a little bit tongue-in-cheek, they're only 7 games back of the second wild card. With the second wild card, it means that teams that wouldn't ordinarily be in play are now in play. So you have teams like the Braves, even though they're only 7 games back, they don't have to fight and claw over a bunch of teams. The Cubs are a half game ahead of them, and between Chicago and the Rockies, there's nobody. Now, Atlanta, you always want to look at the standings, and this is a pretty good rule of thumb. Sometimes there are exceptions like guys have played over their heads, we expect regression, or we have a long-term plan, we're not going to, be foolish about this, or we've got a bunch of guys coming back from injury, or we got a bunch of guys that just got hurt, we're not going to win next year. Things can change this paradigm.
Or the Nats are just so great.
That's true.
You're going to go there?
I'm going to go there. I'm going to go there and stock watch later. I love what the Nats are doing right now. But
how do you feel with Dutch's Nationals, my Astros, and then your Reds? I mean, are you okay?
I feel loyal.
Kelly, okay. I wasn't gonna bring that up because I noticed that the Nats destroyed Cincinnati here recently.
Strasburg versus Adelman right now. They're about to first pitch right now this moment. So we'll be sure to run that down during the show. If
your
the Reds hit a bomb,
is admirable.
Scooter Jeanette, 4-for-8, 3 bombs off Strasburg lifetime. He's hitting a bomb today.
Did he pick Cincinnati to go to the World Series this year?
No, but I think he picked them to at least not finish last in their division.
Ooh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Maybe the Brewers below. The Brewers shocked everybody. They're going to be buyers. To me, the Braves need to sit tight. They don't really need to buy. There's a bunch of teams inquiring about their guys like Jaime Garcia and some of their veteran. Brandon Phillips certainly is a guy. But I don't think they need to go anywhere. I don't think they need to do anything. And here's the reason why. You're closer to the playoffs than you are to last place. That's sort of the measuring stick to me.
That's the goal. Every year in Cincinnati.
What are you talking about? what are you saying? You're just throwing the Reds. Like, legitimately, we're talking about the Braves, and all you're saying is like, and that's where the Reds are.
Quack. They're the third worst team in the National League.
They have no good pitchers.
They moved up to third worst?
Their starting rotation is an abomination.
Dutch and I are just, we're kindred spirits.
Yeah, right? The anti-Red
stream. It's always 2-for-1 when this show's happening.
Ask Kelly how long she's been an Astros fan.
I don't know.
Long time.
I'm moving up. I'm going to have to, Kelly, I don't know.
How many games have been this season?
I remember.
92 games.
The Roger Clemens, Craig Biggio years. I've been there since the beginning.
Right.
I left for a while, but now I'm back.
Sometimes I forget that you.
I rooted for Biggio and Bagwell.
The Killer Bees.
The Killer Bees.
Yeah.
Those guys. Were.
Derek Bell first and then Berkman.
Berkman.
Yeah. I must say I am surprised and happily surprised that Cincinnati's not the worst team.
I know.
In the National League.
Well, they're not third worst in the National League, and I think they're a half game ahead of the White Sox. So, fourth worst in baseball. Congratulations.
You need that now, considering Paul George is gone.
I saw some with the Pacers. That
was
like,
find a way to get that. I was going to find a way. We're right here.
Unbelievable. This is working out differently than I thought it would.
I bumped into Paul George. I didn't tell you.
No.
I bumped into Paul George. He was leaving Indiana. I was heading that way.
He didn't even stop, right? He was going as fast as he possibly could.
You took the roundabout route.
He was going really fast. I was like, hey, Paul, hey, how you doing?
Anyway, I think the Braves should sit tight. I don't think they should sell. I don't think they should buy and try to give off prospects unless they feel overloaded, like maybe in the, you know, in the infield or something. I don't know what to do with this segment anymore.
Well, the good news is Clemson won a national championship in football, so one of Quark's teams.
We can all agree on that.
If you don't suffer as a fan, then it, the joy that comes with the morning doesn't feel as great.
Says the Cubs fans.
That's true.
Who passed before this championship.
I remember the last time, right? That I listened to the Yankees Suck 30 for 30 podcast coming back, and I was so with them. I was like, yes, this is how I've been my entire life. Yes. The long-suffering... When in God's creation are we going to do this? The one title my team has, the Super Bowl, the freaking onside kick in the third quarter, Sean Payton, could have had two titles, Peyton Manning and the Colts. God help us all. Anyway, back to Butch Jones. Let's make fun of Butch Jones. I can't find the comment where Butch Jones says that he's got five division winners at the beginning. I'm not shocked that he said it because he also said in a similar interview setting, that he was proud of last season. Let's just run down what they did last season. Their best win, arguably, was the Virginia Tech game where Virginia Tech fumbled the ball 93 times on the snap. Every single snap they fumbled, either the center or the quarterback.
Now we have to preface your comments with the fact that this is a team that he's proud of that was returning a really, really, really good quarterback, right? Because when
Heisman winner.
When you return really, really, really good quarterbacks, you expect to have a really, really, really good year, right?
Yeah, NASA's finest. NASA's finest, Josh Dobbs, who I actually kind of like.
Yeah, I kind of like him.
Didn't love him in the Alabama game when they lost by 39. Didn't love him at South Carolina when they lost to... Yeah.
I don't love him as a comparison to Deshaun Watson, which many people tried to make, or a few people tried to make.
Didn't love him when they lost at Vanderbilt, giving up 45 points to a team that hadn't scored 45 in the last three seasons combined.
There's something to be proud of. For you to actually do that, no one would. No one can do that.
No one else can do that. He was proud of last season.
Speaking of Tennessee quarterbacks, I did find a Butch Jones quote from Media Day, and I think you will both enjoy this. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. He was asked about his quarterback situation where they have a few guys vying for the job. He said, quote, consistency in performance, taking care of the football. They don't have to win the game, just manage the game, end quote. That is literally the definition of SEC quarterbacks right now. All he wants you to do is not turn the ball over and just manage the game. That's all he can hope for from his quarterback this year.
Honestly, if you just get the ball to Kamara and everyone, wait, is Kamara still there?
I don't think so.
Oh, that was their best player. They lost him? Yeah, they're in trouble.
Yeah, right?
And they lost Hurd.
Oh, yeah, they're in trouble.
And, you know, they've been recruiting well at wide receiver, but does anybody – they're the only team outside of Virginia under Mike London where they recruit five stars and then you never hear from them ever again.
Well, I thought they were the school that recruit five stars and then they go to Clemson.
That's true, too, Hunter Johnson.
But who – that's true. Who would say that out loud to the media? All I want from my quarterback is to be able to manage the game. Like, we know some quarterbacks are game managers. We're very aware of that. But you don't just say that to the media, especially before one has won the job.
Well, you can say that at a place like Clemson where you have an abundance of talent in all those other places and you're breaking in a new quarterback and you say something like that. But at Tennessee, you don't have an abundance of talent in all the other places where you would then make that comment that we just need them to manage the game. They lost some good players last year, and you don't know who the quarterback is. And to me, you haven't recruited as well as a Clemson in all the different spaces.
Let me do this. Before we go to break, I want to make this statement, and I'm not even sure I want to like dig into this today because I'm pretty sure this is essentially an entire show we could do on this and go into different programs. Maybe we will. Who knows? Maybe Bob Petrino has comments.
We could do a whole show on Tennessee.
I get this. This is Peter Burns from ESPN, and I got the tweet from somebody else. I give him credit on the other side, but I'm looking at the page right now. There's a list of accomplishments for the first time in X number of years, and I'm going to make a statement that I made to Dutch off the air. They had their second consecutive 9-win season for the first time in 9 years. They've had three straight winning seasons for the first time in 12 years. Three straight bowl wins for the first time in 20 years. Back-to-back ranked finishes for the first time in 9 years. First time in 15 years, they've had six draft picks in the first four rounds of the 2017 NFL draft. Way to go. Good job. Way to go. That's nice. That's nice. Now, I'm going to make this claim. Because we keep saying Tennessee's back, right? Isn't Tennessee Clemson circa 2007?
Yes.
Where you won a national championship in another generation. You haven't been where your program historically would like to be or historically sees itself in quite some time. And so you get to the point where coaches are proud of a year where in arguably one of the worst divisions in the history of the divisional format, you went 4-4 and were fortunate to win a game on a Hail Mary at Georgia
right. And
overcame a double-digit deficit at home against a Florida team that may have been the most underwhelming division champion in the history of the Southeastern Conference.
App State.
And the App State
that
game.
That was a gift from the good Lord that Tennessee beat App State.
I think Tennessee is what Clemson was like 10 years ago.
I'll allow it.
I agree. You know? Frustrated fan base. Coach that seems to have a certain ceiling that you just don't really think they can get you back to where you want to be.
Yeah, back-to-back Jags for the Nats. They're up 4-0 top of the first. So Tim Adelman doing it again for the AAA affiliate of the Reds playing in the big leagues.
I will say, though, a gaudier orange. An orange gaudier that orange. I wouldn't wear.
You would not wear the Tennessee
orange?
No,
it's orange? Not in my color
That's
wheel.
Orange. That's orange. That's not orange.
It's almost hurts the eyes most of the time.
Yeah. No crayon that I've ever seen that said orange on it looked like that. That's orange.
Maybe a crayon that was, like, old.
Hey, this hour of the program is brought to you by HTIJobs.com. You know, Butch Jones may be looking at this. If they give up 50, look, if they defend the run like they did last year and play Georgia Tech week one, they may fire him in the third quarter. You know what I'm saying? 11th against a run last year in the SEC, like barely inside the top 100 nationally. HTIJobs.com, Butch. I think they have some affiliates there in Knoxville. I'm pretty sure. They have some affiliates here in the upstate. They got a bunch of places in the upstate. We love the folks at Seneca. We were there for one of their, I call it speed dating for job searches. They do these quick interviews, and then they match you with a job that fits your skill set. If you're a skilled laborer and you want to get back into the workforce, we encourage you to check out that website, htijobs.com. That's htijobs.com. Short break. Final segment, hour one. You'll hear from Bobby Petrino, the head football coach of the Louisville Cardinals, when we return next.
Mickey here for Zero Res Carpet and Air Duct Cleaning. Summer is here, the grills are fired up, but is your house ready for guests? Zero Res has you covered. By using empowered water with no toxic chemicals or odors, you can rest assured that your guests will be impressed with a clean home like no other and no residue. Mention Mickey Plowler and get 3 rooms for $129 and get your hallway for free. 558-7300. Spell it backwards or forwards. It's the right way to clean. And ask about our air duct specials.
It's bow time at Bojangles. Enjoy a large 32-ounce cup of Bojangles freshly steeped legendary iced tea. Just $1 all summer long. Bojangles, it's bow time.
Relax, Clemson students, faculty, staff, and IPTE members. You can join Founders Federal Credit Union with convenient services like the Founders app with mobile deposit, Founders online, and online applications. You can spend less time in our office and more time cheering on your national champion Clemson Tigers. For product information, visit FoundersSFCU.com. Not a Founders member? Visit RelaxJoinFounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA.
When you've been in business almost 100 years, you've been doing something right. Since 1917, the key to Harbin Lumber's success has rested on its hardworking employees, people just like you, providing top lumber, building supplies, and contract services. You can be confident in customer service and support you can trust for your project, whether construction or large remodeling jobs. Call 353-5053. Find us on Facebook or online at harbinlumber.com.
You know Joe's New York Pizza is all about the sauce because I've told you so. Here's the thing, people. They have outrageous wings as well. They're not fried. And if you're up to the task, you can even get them with Cajun Asian sauce. Their meatballs and marinara come with their famous garlic knots. And remember, if you have certain food allergies, Joe's offers gluten-free. Joe's has delivery, and they're great for fundraisers. And the Clemson location caters with 2 locations in Seneca and Clemson. Joe's New York Pizza.
No matter the painting project, Palmetto Paints can help. Now that the pollen has fallen, get outside and get that deck stained and paint that trim on your house. Palmetto Paints has the quality paint and accessories to make any room or piece of furniture come alive. Check out their room full of paint promotion. Buy 2 gallons of wall paint, 1 gallon of trim paint, and get a free gallon of ceiling paint. Paint professionally at Palmetto Paints at the Thornblade Commons across from Zaxby's on South Batesville Road.
So my sales rep of 16 years up and quits. I'm buried.
I'm swamped. I'm the head of HR for a new medical center. I have dozens of resumes, but no one qualified.
I needed to hire 3 people with a very specific skill set for a new department. Where was I supposed to find them?
ZipRecruiter.
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 With one click, my job was posted on over 100 top job sites.
ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them.
Their matching technology really worked. Within hours, I had applications from qualified candidates ready to review.
They get results.
They made hiring simple, and it was free to try.
I signed up for free and had the position filled just in time.
People from businesses of all sizes trust ZipRecruiter for their hiring needs. In fact, 80% of jobs posted on ZipRecruiter get a qualified candidate in 1 day. We're so confident ZipRecruiter will get you the results you need. We'll let you try it free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/score. That's ZipRecruiter.com/score. ZipRecruiter.com/score.
Out of Bounds with William Quackenbush and Kelly Gramlich.
You've arrived here at a critical moment.
Now back to Quack and Kelly on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
I want to love you. B-Y-T. Pretty young thing. You need some loving. B-Y-T. Turn a loving care. And I'll take it there. Girl. I want to love you.
All right, welcome back. Glad to have you with us. William Quackenbush, Kelly Graham, like our man Dutch Coleman hanging out with us as well in the Blue Ridge Security Solutions Studios, like it's 2015. That's awesome.
The old
Clemson was
days.
Pretty good that year. Oh, yeah.
Remember the old days, guys?
I liked it when it was just one person trying to hijack the show and ruin my team affiliations.
Yeah, I wasn't quite there yet.
Now there's two.
Now I'm definitely there.
Yeah.
I think it's safe to say that his team affiliations were ruined before we ever did.
Yeah, so. You can't really blame us for your fanhood. You can blame, I guess, your father.
Hey, look,
and just Indiana sports in general.
Well, generally speaking, it's just something we don't talk about.
I think his fan affiliations has ruined many nights that I've tried to sit down and watch a competent sporting event.
Right now, being a Reds or Pacers fan and Fight Club are exactly the same. The rules are exactly the same.
You don't talk about it.
Rule number one, don't talk about Fight Club. Rule number two, do not talk about Fight Club.
But I think the Pacers are going to bounce back getting rid of their best player.
I saw this thing. This is true. This is a true story. I promise you, this is a real thing. Miles Turner is the best 20-year-old in the history of the Pacers. Better than Clark Kellogg, better than Paul George at 20, better than anybody else Bender, in an array of stats.
Better than Jonathan Bender.
Better than Jonathan Bender, Al Harrington, better than all those guys.
Yeah.
So I'm okay with it. I'm okay with it. Also, 5-0 now. Nats over the Reds. And I think they've batted around in the first, which is just basically what I expected today. My number two team in the Atlantic Division, the third best team, but my number two, because they play essentially an FCS schedule, is Louisville. And the head coach of the Louisville Cardinals is Bobby Petrino, and we discussed with him the season to come. I can't wait to hear Dutch's reaction to this. Roll the tape!
All right, back here at ACC football kickoff. Lots of action going on here at the Westin Charlotte here with Bobby Petrino, head coach of Louisville. Coach, thanks for the time today.
Oh, you bet. It's great to be here. How you guys doing?
We're doing awesome. We can't wait. We talked to Jair a little bit earlier. He's a pretty confident guy. We really enjoyed our conversation. Have you noticed
really
that?
Really shy,
in him
isn't he? He's a shy guy. So we got to really work hard at getting him out of his shell and letting people get to know him.
Well, with he and Lamar in the building today, I mean, a lot of hype surrounding you guys. How do you respond to the hype that you guys have been getting here in the offseason?
Well, you know, we started out the season last year really strong, and for 11 weeks we're right in the talk, and then we didn't finish the way you need to finish. So. It's something that we need to be comfortable with. We have high expectations. Certainly our fans and administration has high expectations. And so we're used to it. I'm excited for Lamar and Jair to come out and have big years for us.
Now, you guys play Clemson early. You get them at home. We're the flagship station at Clemson. We are so looking forward to that because you guys have played some classics.
Yeah, we've had some good games, that's for sure.
That's right. I mean, your response when you look on the schedule, when you see it that early, is that one that you circle on the calendar?
You know, what we try to do is pick three games that we're going to prepare for in the offseason, and this year it just so happened to be 1, 2, and 3. You know, the way our schedule works out, those are really important games for us. So it's something we've been preparing for throughout the entire offseason. And then as you get closer, you just start focusing into that Purdue opener.
No secret, Lamar Jackson Heisman Trophy, it's right over there. And the season he had, what can he improve on? There's not much, but what have you asked him this spring to really work on going into the fall?
Well, you know, as us coaches are, we think he can improve on everything. But, you know, he's a tremendous athlete, and he's going to continue to use his athletic ability and his running ability. Most of the things that we really work on is his throwing the football, his progression reads, and his ability to set in the pocket consistently over and over and over again. Because when he gets his back leg under his back hip, he can throw the ball as well as anybody in the country. He's got a strong arm. He's accurate. You know, we always talk to him about the deep ball and how well he throws that. And he needs to be more patient at times. You know, I think some things happened early in the season where, you know, we had big play after big play after big play. Well, eventually, you know, people are going to make you earn it. So you got to be patient and take what they give you.
You bring up early in the season last year. Obviously, the Clemson game we loved, and that was a classic. The Florida State game, has there been a game that was more fun for you as a head coach than that game?
I don't know if there's ever been a game where I said, is this really happening?
Right.
You know, hello, wake up. You know, everything went right. I guess it was one of those games where, you know, we just made a lot of plays and in all phases, offense, defense, special teams. You know, Florida State had the great comeback against Ole Miss a couple weeks before. So at halftime, we're all nervous. Oh, these guys can come back. And Jair takes a punt and runs it right back for a touchdown. And then you felt pretty good about it, you know. So I think when you're hitting on all cylinders and all phases, every once in a while you'll have a game like that.
Lamar, as a leader, coming off the Heisman, has he dealt with the hype and sort of all the off-field stuff? Has he dealt with that well?
Yeah, you know, I think it wore on him a little bit in the start of the second semester when he's traveling all the time and going to all these awards things. And that's really not Lamar. He's quiet and, you know, hangs out with his teammates, plays video games, doesn't do a whole lot. So that, I think, wore him down. He lost some weight. I remember one day he was cranky up in the meeting room, and Lamar's never cranky. He has a smile on his face and he loves life. You know, so we were able to get that over with and then start spring ball, and he was back to Lamar, you know, just back to having fun, smiling in the meeting room, going out at the practice field and playing as hard as he possibly can. His teammates love him because you would never know that he won the Heisman Trophy. He just is a great kid.
As far as his, I mean, I guess the way that defenses respond to him or respect him, I was reading something the other day. Somebody said, well, you know, they're gonna plan for him differently this year. My first response is, how do you plan differently for him? Because he can beat you with his leg. Jair said he doesn't even break coverage anymore. He just stays with his man because, you know, he's not going to tackle Lamar anyway. I mean, how can you possibly cover him any differently? How can you defend him any differently with his skill set?
Yeah, I think that's the thing that was great to see last year, and one of the reasons why he had the success is he could win games in different ways. You know, we had a couple of teams that were just not going to let him run the ball, period. Mm-hmm. So he threw it and handed it off and, you know, was able to win games by throwing the ball down the field and throwing for 400 yards and 5 touchdowns and that way. And then he can come out the next week and win it running the football. So his overall game and the ability to do both throw and run is something that's really hard to defend.
Coach, you've overseen Louisville's transition to this conference, to the ACC. You have your ACC pin on. How has that been? Has it gone better than you expected? Or, I mean, did you have any idea of what you expected coming into this conference?
Yeah, I mean, a little bit, because we had played some of the teams in, you know, non-league games when I was there before. You did see the recruiting that was going on, and that was scary, you know. Fortunately, we do a good job of recruiting, so we felt like we could match that. But, you know, it's so competitive and such great players and such great coaches in it that we got to just get in great condition build our depth so that we can rotate guys in and stay fresh and really understand that games are going to be won in the fourth quarter. Mm-hmm. And we need to be fresh and playing fast in the fourth quarter.
I know you got a flight to catch, so we'll leave you with this one. A successful season for Louisville looks like what next year?
We got to win our opener, and then we'll just go from there.
Very good. Coach Petrino, thanks very much. I love it. Thanks very much. We appreciate it. Best of luck.
Thank you.
They actually gave us the flying plane sign.
The plane logo from the Louisville SID, which we never confirmed if that was Rick Pitino's plane or not, that he was loaning to Petrino.
Oh, yeah.
We don't know.
I'm sure it was a loaner. I'm sure if you're in the family, you get to use all the equipment.
Uh-huh.
Did you see that part of the Louisville story where Pitino like raises $250,000 for a private jet, like himself? Wonder where that money comes from. Your thoughts on this interview in all its glory and splendor?
I thought it was a great interview. I thought he did a great job. There was he kept it on the road. You know, there was. I mean, it was. I thought it was straight down the line. No, no.
Didn't
issues,
hurt himself.
No safety issues.
Doug's just laughing his tail off over here.
See, and that's the reaction I kind of had, because we're hard on Louisville on this show, and for good reason, because there's a lot of sketchy scumness that happens at Louisville, right? But he was pleasantly surprising in that it was a great interview. I thought he actually gave a really good interview to us.
You guys focus on the shadiness of their coaches in the different sports, and I tend to give them props for the level of education you get at Louisville. And the... Wait, what? They're horrible there, too?
That's messed up, man.
I'm sorry. I had something in my ear. One of the producers was saying that they're terrible there, too.
Yeah, they're not great. They're not exactly known for their academic rigors there
character,
at Louisville.
Character-wise, they're... Oh, wait.
Yeah,
They get all the... To suspended players would transfer there. Yeah. Okay, sorry, not there either.
Hey, no. But baseball though, huh? Yeah. We got to run. We got to go to the top of the hour. This is interesting though. I want to play win game with Louisville. It seemed outrageous to me to put Louisville second in the Atlantic over Clemson in my Atlantic Division rankings. Where are they losing on this schedule? I want us to discuss that with each other when we come back. First of all, we'll tell you this hour is brought to you by Local Mart in Clemson. When we got out on the road, you know what we didn't do, and we should have? We drove right past the exit. We were like, gung-ho. We're going to Charlotte. It's going to be awesome.
And it was
early. We got like five minutes down the road, and I thought, oh, man. Should have stopped at Local Mart. It's no wonder that my gas mileage was just a little bit off on this trip as opposed to other times I made the trip to Charlotte. Local Mart at Clemson, get the best gas in your vehicle, that Marathon gas. They got a great friendly staff there, wonderful selection. They got craft beer available, food and drinks, and they look forward to serving you. Not always the case on convenience stores. Local Mart absolutely takes the cake in that regard. Marathon fueling the American spirit at Local Mart. Once again, that's across from Bojangles on Highway 93 right off of 123 in Clemson. Hour one is done. Hour two, more nonsense, coming up next.
Broadcasting from the WCCP studios, powered by Blue Ridge.